Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Kind reminder that when you're making dua, make dua for yourself, your family, your community, and the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that for the sake of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Today we are going to be talking about something that pertains to each and every Muslim out there. And that is unhalal and abstain from haram. The season of Hajj, Udhiyya, Qurbani, sacrifice had passed. Hujjaj have returned. Those Hujjaj whose Hajj is accepted and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj that had undertaken that journey of a lifetime. They would return as if their mother gave birth to them today. Free from sins, pure, a clean slate. Those who could not undertake the journey, those who were performing the qurbani, udhiyya, the sacrifice of the animals, subhanallah, what immense rewards were there. That before the blood of that animal touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. That this animal would become a conveyance, a ride for that person on the sirat, on the bridge. And so much, so many other rewards. But now these holy days, special days have passed. It's our responsibility, our duty to live our lives every day to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abide by the sharia. There is the Islamic sacred law. Because we have the guidelines, the glorious Quran, the blessed ahadith, the perfect lifestyle, which is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have all of these things, your do's, your don'ts, your halal, your haram, your permitted, your impermissible. We have it in black and white. We just have to implement, learn and implement, and transfer this knowledge to others as well, inshallah ta'ala. So stay tuned for that discussion about earning halal, doing halal, and refraining from haram. There are many benefits for reciting Durood-e Pak. The one who recites Durood Sharif 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah Azawajal. Increase in your recitation of Salawat, Durood-e Pak, salutations upon the last Prophet of Allah Azawajal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Increase in your istighfar, in tawbah, seeking sincere repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase in zikrullah, learn something of deen every day. Obey Allah and His Rasul azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's make some other good intentions now. Then, oh Allah azza wa jalla, I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Let's listen to a lovely kalam and we'll continue with this discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib. خير خلق كلهم
goodness and peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain wa faqalain wal fariqain min urubin wa min ajami. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu li kulli Tahimi. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for, in every horror and yes, in every calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kulli.
خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانه في علم ولا كرم. He leads the prophets in both appearance and character, that don't near him in knowledge or in generosity.
مولا يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم. The world and hereafter is but a gift from thee, from your knowledge is the tablet and the pen of decree.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Ya Rabbi bil-Mustafa balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma mada ya wasi'al karami. For the chosen one, my Lord, let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone, O vast in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kulli.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The leader of tens of millions of Hanafis around the globe, hundreds of millions of Hanafis throughout the ages. Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he ran a business as well in order to earn a halal income. He was an accomplished cloth merchant, and his business was built strictly upon Islamic rulings. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, his kindness was shown in also benefiting others. Sayyiduna Hafs bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi conducted business with me. When sending me the goods, he would say, "Oh Hafs, there are some defects in this product, in such and such cloth. Make sure to mention this when you are selling it to your customers." Once Sayyiduna Hafs rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi forgot to mention a particular defect whilst he was selling the cloth to all his clientele, the people that were his usual customers. When Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi had found out about this, do you know what he did? Allahu Akbar. He gave the value of that entire consignment, that batch of clothing that he sent, he gave the entire value of that as a sadaqah, in charity. Dear viewers and listeners, you have just heard how Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he was so meticulous, so particular, and paid such great attention to earning only halal, purely halal, and avoiding anything that was haram or regarding which there was any type of doubt. He was aware, of course, that haram or doubtful things do not contain any blessings at all. Blessings in its entirety is placed only in that which is halal and pure. Perhaps it was because of this that the great Imam did not consider it appropriate to keep any of that money that was gained, any of that profit from the cloth that was sold and the defects were not revealed. He gave all of that, the value of it, as charity. But this incident contains a message for those whose only goal is to accumulate wealth, to increase their bank balance, and primarily due to greed, because of greed, hirs, that many are suffering from. That it, no matter what it is, no matter who they have to climb over to climb the corporate ladder, no matter what they have to do, subhanAllah azza wa jal, but there's accountability in the afterlife. And so you and I, as believers, as Muslims, who are to live our lives only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should strive to only earn that which is halal and encourage others to do the same. So earning halal, doing halal, actions, deeds, sayings, must be within the framework of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. Then there'll be blessings. Today we find people saying, I don't see blessings in my paycheck, my salary, my wages, in my home, in my life. Everything is upside down, messed up. Let's take a step back. Let's analyze our own lives and observe, investigate your own life. Scrutinize your life. Am I living my life in any way that is tantamount to disobedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, some religious figures, rahimahumullah ta'ala, have said that the previous sins of a Muslim are forgiven, Allahu Akbar, when he eats the first morsel of halal food. Allah. Whoever searches for halal income, and whilst doing so is made to stay at a place of indignity, his sins fall from him the way leaves fall from a tree. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 88, and eat whatever sustenance which Allah has given you, lawful and pure, and fear Allah in whom you believe. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 168 tells us, O people, eat what is lawful and pure on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. Dear viewers and listeners, it is without a shadow of doubt that Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, he is the one who enters evil whisperings into the heart and mind. Oh, it's quick money, a quick buck. Try it out. And today there are so many different types of schemes that are there, which in reality are gambling. You receive a message on your phone. You can enter for free this competition. You can win a car, you can win 100,000, a million. All you have to do is answer the right question. Just send an SMS, that's all. Allahu Akbar. Have we thought about it? Oh, it says free, so I'm not spending any money. Really? What about that SMS you are sending? It might be worth 50 cents. It might be worth 2 rand, 5 rand. It's tantamount to putting a coin in the slot machine and then pulling to see whether I win or not. So you're spending, the worth of that SMS is costing you data. You're paying for it. So you're using that money. Maybe I'll win. So let me try it out. Let me send my entry through. See how they've covered it? How Shaitan, he decorates evil? It seems innocent, but behind all of it, and how many thousands or millions will do this? Only one winner is going to be there. But how much those people have made because of your SMS? Even if it's a rand, it's a million people that sent it through, that's a million rand. Only one person is going to win. That vehicle, maybe it's worth half a million or 300,000. And if they do this every month, free money. Allahu Akbar. Tafsir Siratul Jinan says, pure and halal refers to that which is halal in and of itself. Like meat, vegetables, lentils. And that which is obtained through halal means, not stealing, not deceiving, no bribery, no robbery. Today there's professional thieves out there. What about the scammers, the hackers who hack your account? Again, technology. They are using technology. And if they are Muslim, where's the shame? You're deceiving people out of their hard-earned money that they need to pay their bills, their children's fees. You come along, send an SMS. You can win by clicking on this link, and when they click, and then you gather the information, the personal data. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh rahmatullah ta'ala ali has stated that obedience is hidden in the treasures of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is its key. Consuming halal is the cuts and bites of the key, the design of the key, the shape. If a key doesn't have those cuts, those specific cuts, the door is not going to open. If the treasures cannot be accessed as a result, how will one reach the hidden obedience found within them? So he says, pay attention to what you consume, making your food pure, so that when you experience death, the life of good deeds appears before you instead of the darkness of evil deeds. Also, stop yourself from the sin of eating haram so that you can experience everlasting blessings. Subhanallah. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, eat and drink with pleasure, the reward of what you sent ahead in the past days. Subhanallah. Keep in mind something. And don't just think about this. Contemplate over it. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us to do, has prohibited, haram, it's because it's no good for the human being. Alcohol, drugs, gambling, premarital, extramarital, relationships, adultery, fornication. Those things are no good for society. It's no good for the individual. There's just harm upon harm if a person engages in those haram acts. And likewise, lying, backbiting, jealousy, showing off, arrogance, it's no good. Those lead to destroy a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom, He's our creator, Al-Khaliq. He knows better what is best for the human being. He knows. Sometimes we want a thing, Islam teaches us. Sometimes you really want a thing, but it's not good for you. Sometimes you really don't want a thing, but in reality it's good for you. Who knows better? The creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the one who does not stay away from consuming haram, he will eat the bitter, hot produce of a thorny plant after being kept hungry for a lengthy period of time. This food is so harmful, disgusting. Allahu Akbar. It will shred the heart to pieces. It will break the liver apart, tear the body, and it will make life a misery for that person. See, we have a choice. The choice is yours and mine. Either to choose the right way or the wrong way. It's just that we don't get to choose the end result, the consequences, the ramifications of where those choices lead to. The right choices, meaning obedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the end result is paradise through His mercy. And the wrong choices, the end result is the hellfire out of His justice. A blessed hadith mentions, Allah Almighty will illuminate the heart of the one who consumed halal for 40 days, causing a spring of wisdom to gush forth from his tongue and guide him in this world and the hereafter. Whoever acquired halal income, then ate from it himself, or wore clothes purchased with it, with halal income, and also used it to feed and clothe others from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his family and others. These actions of his are blessings and purity for him. One day, the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was with his Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. A youngster passed by. Seeing this strong youngster with a good physique, the companions alayhim ridwan said, if only this youngster's youth, his strength, it was used in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to that? Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this individual is out in search of sustenance for his young children, he is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is in search for sustenance for his elderly parents, even then, he is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. If he's in search of sustenance to protect himself from begging, from asking others, or eating haram, even then, he is in the way of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. However, if he is out to show off, to boast, then he is in the way of Shaitan, Satan. Think about it. I leave my home. I go to work to earn an income. Whether I like the work or I don't like it. But ultimately, the expectation is there to get the wage, the salary. So you can pay your bills, take care of your expenses, and the expenses of your dependents. But why am I going out? Just for that? Or to earn halal, to earn a permitted wage. I need to check my intentions. I can earn thawab. If before I leave, I make those good intentions. Ya Allah, today I'm going to work to earn halal, to please you, Ya Allah. Make those intentions. How many of us miss out on great rewards because we neglect to make good intentions? Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu an made a request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make dua to Allah that he accepts my dua, my supplication. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Sa'ad, make your food pure. Your duas will be accepted. Allah. Dear viewers and listeners, you know what are some of the huge blessings that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has placed in eating halal, consuming halal, that it illuminates a person's heart. It makes a person speak with wisdom. A person who sets out in search of sustenance for his children, his elderly parents, is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So reflect over this. What enormous virtues. We're looking for those blessings. Don't pollute your halal with any type of haram. That's a way of removing blessings. We should focus on this. It's so important. Just because it's a quick buck, it's easy money, it's coming with major problems. That quick money which is not halal is coming with, you're just inviting problems in your life to remove the blessings. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala, a great waliullah, great saint of Islam, he says, I traveled to the city of Tartus to search for halal livelihood. When I arrived there, somebody came to me and said, I need a gardener. I'm looking for somebody. Are you willing to work? I will pay you a wage. Allahu Akbar. He said, yes, I'm available. Sayyidina Khwaja Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala ali accompanied the owner to that orchard and he proceeded to work very hard, toiling away, looking after the plants, the trees, plowing the ground, watering. So one day the owner arrived with some of his friends. He called them over, come and have a look at my orchard. You can pick some of the lovely, fine, sweet grapes. He told Khat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah ali, okay, pick some and bring it to me and my friends. Listening to him, I brought a large batch of grapes and placed them before the owner. When the owner tasted one of those grapes, he found it to be sour. He said, oh gardener, What is this? I told you to look after the garden. And you brought us this grape which is sour. Allahu Akbar. You are here for some time. You can't identify the sweet grapes and the sour grapes. You must be eating them day and night, am I right? You cannot tell. Khaja Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala said, I take an oath by Allah SWT. I have not eaten even a single grape from the moment I started to work in this orchard. Because you instructed me to look after it. That's what I was doing. This is why I cannot identify which grapes are sweet, which ones are sour. Turning to his friends, the owner said, can there be something stranger than this? Someone stays in a vineyard and for some time with such integrity that he doesn't even eat a single grape. Then the owner thought to himself, this person seems like a pious one. Could he be Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi? The owner did not know that it was Khaja Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi himself. Khaja Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that I then continued with my work and the owner of the orchard left. Dear viewers and listeners, what can we say about Sayyidina Khaja Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi? The integrity he had, the piety, these are levels of taqwa, levels of piety. The effort that he went through to earn halal. You told me to look after. You didn't give me permission to eat, to taste. Subhanallah. So earning halal, doing halal, speaking good things. So our deen teaches us this. Abstaining from sins, because that is following in the footsteps of shaitan. To engage in sinful activities, haram things. We need to really think about this, because many of us, we commit sins and some make excuses that, oh, we are living in such a time, it's the modern era, and we have to. Some may say, I'm working in such a department, everybody's taking bribes, giving bribes, it's a norm. So I'm working there, I need to do the same. No, you don't need to do the same. You're a Muslim. And every Muslim needs to think about this individually. Because you will be held accountable individually. If others are running into the fire, jumping into the fire, will you do the same? Everybody's doing it. So person who's taking bribes, giving bribes, haram, forbidden, as if they are running towards a fire of hell. And you are one of them. And you're trying to justify it as well. That they are doing it, everybody's doing it. If I don't do it, I will look like odd. But they'll be against me. They will remove me. That's the wrong place for you then. The trust must be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a provider of the sustenance. He is a provider. What we need to do is, we need to put in our efforts to the best of our ability. That's what we need to do as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will open the way. He will create avenues where we don't even expect it. If we trust Him, if we fulfill what's obligatory upon us, the way will open. He will show us pathways, hidden pathways, from His hidden sources and resources. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conveying news of the unseen, said, a time will come upon people when a person will not care from where he acquired wealth, whether it's haram or halal. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi, rahmatullah ta'ala, he writes, In the end times, people will not care about religion. The concern for money will cause them to face all sorts of issues. They will act daringly in earning anything, halal or haram, just to increase their income and save money, as we see today. Another thought-provoking hadith mentions, time will come upon people where the religion, Islam, of an individual will not remain safe, except for the one who moves from one mountain to another, from one cave to another. At that time, livelihood will not be obtained without displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these circumstances arise, a man will be ruined at the hands of his wife and children. If he doesn't have a wife, no children, he will be ruined at the hands of his parents. If he doesn't have parents, he will be ruined at the hands of his relatives or neighbors. The honorable companions, Ali ibn Ridwan, asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will this happen? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they will make him feel embarrassed because of his low income. At that point, he will take himself to places of ruin. Is this not happening in many cases? You're working for this company for so long, they don't even give you an increase, yearly increase, no bonus. You're working so hard, you're putting in extra hours, overtime. For what? Our standard of living is the same. It's gone, it's decreased because everything is going higher. The food prices, whatever is increasing, we can't meet our necessary expenses. What is wrong with you? Why can't you find a better job? So this kind of taunting, yes, it's good to motivate the person. Why don't you try with good words? But taunting, mocking, belittling, putting the person down. The person feels like, ish. My own family. I don't have that moral support. My wife, my children, my parents, my siblings. They all like the pressure starts to build up. And if the person's iman is not strong, shaitan is going to have a field day. He's going to also flare up those flames, those fires that, don't be a useless fellow. You know, everybody's doing different types of jobs, side jobs. They're not worried what they're doing. You're missing out. Don't be a fool. You need to supplement your income. Do something, anything. And then shaitan starts to put ideas. And this poor person, if they're not strong spiritually, they succumb to it. And they start finding out, if I do it like this, or if I plot and plan like that, I can earn a few bucks here, a few rands there, I can do this. Remember something. What is due to you, only that will come to you. With your effort, of course. It's like you have two shop owners. One, he goes to the shop, he opens for 10 hours, but he only gets 1,000 rand. That was due to him. And one opens for 1 hour, and he gets 10,000 rand. So you put in your effort, what's due to you, that is going to reach you with your effort. And again, we have the choice. Either we choose the right way or the wrong way. That, for today, for this week, for this month, if, and this is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, If 10,000 is due to me, how am I going to earn that? Right way, through halal means, doing the right thing, keeping it clean and pure, I'm going to get the 10,000. I can choose, ish, you know what, I can maybe do some sideline this way, that way, something that is thinking I can get more. But whichever way I'm going to choose, the halal way or the haram way, that 10,000 which is for me, I'm going to get that. But the difference is, through the halal way, that money is coming with blessings, where you'll be able to stretch that money. And the haram way, no blessings at all. Before you know it, maybe the first day of the month, the first week of the month, the money is gone. Ish, what am I going to do now? It eats away, it eats the blessings, it removes the blessings. The more haram that's mixed with the halal, more blessings are gone. Not even a 0.% should be included and mixed with halal. And that too, Allahu Akbar, that same haram money people buy food for their homes, for their children. And then when the children end up becoming rebellious and stubborn and disobedient and starts backchatting their parents, hey, what's this now? Did you nourish their bodies with halal? The food could have been halal, pure. But what about the source, the money that you use to pay for that food? The money you use to pay for those clothing? Huh? We have to go deep into this. We have to come back to trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything. We have to come back to fulfilling to the best of our ability, our obligatory duties. Salahs, fulfilling rights, staying away from sins. Live your life to please Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. There's a hadith, the final prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who had traveled far, his hair is disheveled, his body is covered in dust, and he's raising his hands to the sky, he's, oh my Lord, but his food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, his sustenance is haram, how will his dua be answered? Allahu Akbar. So how will our du'as be answered? If my sources of income is impure, is haram. Focus on this. Do your best. Fulfill what is obligatory upon you. Put your efforts in to seek halal. And you will see, inshallah ta'ala, your doors will open. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of